As dusk falls, life comes to a virtual standstill across thousands of villages in India. There is no electricity, and most poor villagers cannot afford to use kerosene lamps for too long. But this age-old pattern has changed in about 40 villages, where rural houses now have access to solar lamps developed by the New Delhi-based Tata Energy Research Institute, or TERI. These villages hum with activity even after darkness falls. Children study in the evening, shops remain open, and women continue to do household work. These lamps cost more than $100 and are too expensive for the villagers to buy, so they rent them for about 5 cents a day. The solar lamps can light up a small village home for about 4 hours and can be recharged at a solar panel. The project to take solar lamps across rural India is part of a TERI initiative called Light 1 Billion Lives. An estimated 1.5 billion people in the world do not have access to electricity. One quarter of them live in India. Environmentalist R.K. Pachauri, who heads TERI and the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, says the project has huge potential to transform lives.
And a large number of them see nothing but darkness when the sun goes down. Now, we can wait to set up large thermal power plants, extend the grid to all the villages, and I'm not too sure whether, with the level of poverty that exists, whether people will even be able to afford getting connections in their homes. But on the other hand, today technology allows us to give these homes lighting through the use of solar lanterns and solar torches. We believe that this is something that human society must pursue with urgency, and more than that, India should pursue with urgency.
Pachauri says TERI has only made a modest beginning and will need support to reach the 75 million households in India which do not have electricity. Pachauri says solar lamps will also help tackle the world's latest priority, climate change. The carbon dioxide emitted by kerosene lamps not only harms the health of villagers, it also contributes to carbon emissions. He suggests that part of the money spent by government to subsidize the price of kerosene could be used to give solar lamps to villages. TERI is not first to develop solar lamps. The government has also built them, but their high cost kept them out of reach of poor people. The Indian government says it wants to reduce dependence on conventional energy sources such as coal and oil and give a big push to solar energy in the country. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.